بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، we were discussing the construction of the Kaaba Sharif. Four constructions were already discussed. The last was the construction of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu according to the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make it just like how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had built it, including the Hatim and the door to be on the ground, and another door also. So there were two doors. The fifth construction of the Kaaba Sharif. After Yazid passed away, he was succeeded by his son Muawiyah bin Yazid, who was a pious person, and he didn't want to be the Khalifa. So he called the people and informed them that he was relinquishing the position of Khilafat, so the people may appoint whomsoever they wish as his successor. Thereafter, Marwan was appointed as the Khalifa, and then Marwan was succeeded by his son Abdul Malik bin Marwan, who sent an army under the command of the famous, notorious Hajjaj bin Yusuf to Makkah Mukarramah. A fierce battle ensued between the army of Hajjaj and the army of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, and this resulted in the shahadat and the martyrdom of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. After the demise of Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu, when Hajjaj gained control over Makkah Mukarramah, he wrote a letter to Abdul Malik informing him that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu had reconstructed the Kaaba Sharif and changed it from how it was during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajjaj thus proposed that the Kaaba Sharif should be constructed according to the structure that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His actual motive was that he didn't want Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu to get the honor of being called the one who constructed the Kaaba, on account of which he will be praised till the end of time. So, with this evil motive, he wished to demolish the Kaaba Sharif and build it according to the structure that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Abdul Malik, at that time he wasn't aware of the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that he would like to reconstruct the Kaaba Sharif, but because his people are new in Islam, then he fears that this will cause some problem, and so he left it. But this was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he wasn't aware of it, so he told Hajjaj, okay, you can go ahead. And so the Kaaba Sharif was reconstructed once again according to the plan that it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later on, when Abdul Malik learned about this hadith, then he regretted his actions. It's mentioned that in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullahi, the Khalifa, pious Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, again he had this desire to now demolish the Kaaba and reconstruct it according to the construction of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, as was done by Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullahi abundantly for his foresight and his wisdom. He advised Harun al-Rashid against it, and he said that he fears that the Kaaba Sharif would become a plaything in the hand of the rulers, with every ruler desiring to make changes to the Kaaba Sharif so that he could leave his mark and sort of his signature on the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala had preserved and made it such that till today you find all the construction that is taking place, but alhamdulillah the Kaaba Sharif is still the same. In so many other places we find so many structures are being put up. Some are tall, some are very, very expensive. But alhamdulillah, at least the Kaaba Sharif, as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same foundation, the same style, till today we find the Kaaba Sharif is in the same manner. What is required of us is two things. One is, you see, the deen is perfect, alhamdulillah. So all we need to do is, don't make changes to our deen. Just follow the deen. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, as we coming close to Qiyamah, then Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kayfa bikum? What will be your condition when you will see evil to be good? What was known to be evil will become good. People will change the name and they will make some explanation, some ta'wilat, and then what was wrong, then all of a sudden it becomes right. For example, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains, he says when the TV came out, every alim was speaking against it. Every alim was saying that it is haram, it is wrong, it is picture making, hadith in Bukhari Sharif and so many ahadith. And then all of a sudden with the advent of the phone, then it became jais. So what was known to be wrong, everybody called it a shaitan box. Same thing, screen is the same. Same screen, same image. At that time everybody says shaitan box. And there wasn't much ikhtilaf. So all of a sudden the phone came out, and now it became mukhtalafi. So it is important to understand, to remain firm on the straight path, on the sirat al-mustaqim. And like that there will be many other things that will come and that are there prevalent also. So we shouldn't be moved. Person should stick upon the pure deen and the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second thing is, as we have been reminding, that we should revere the masjid and fulfill the adab and the etiquettes of the masjid. I'll just mention one thing that I've noticed is the masla is that you should not cross in front of a musalli. If it's a very big masjid, over 330 some odd square meters, 340 somewhere there, square meters, then you are allowed one musalla space in front to walk in front of the musalli. But we in our masjid, masjid is masjid as-saghir, it's a small masjid. It's seen as a small masjid also and it doesn't fulfill the criteria. So we are not allowed to walk in front of a musalli when a person is performing salah. And this particularly when the salah is over and we find the safs in the back are full. The safs, the third saf or the fourth saf, I find a lot of people are just cutting across without thinking about it or walking in front of the musalli without even thinking about it. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if people are to know the sin incurred by crossing in front of a musalli, then they would wait for up to 40 years. They would have sabr instead of crossing in front of the musalli. So can't we wait a few minutes, inshallah? Wait a few minutes, inshallah. Let the person complete his salah, but don't walk in front of him. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.